Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory for that. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, "Cast all your anxiety or your cares and worries on Him, because He cares for you." Hallelujah. And I like that. An unknown writer wrote, "Upon the Lord your burden cast, to Him bring all your care. He will sustain and hold you fast and give thee strength to bear." My dear brothers and sisters, worry, anxiety, and depression have been the subjects of many discourses. The reason, of course, is that these conditions are so common to everyone, and many descriptions of these times have been given. Yet another writer wrote, "Worry is nothing more than borrowed trouble." Yet another writer wrote, "Worry is unbelief in disguise." Yet another person wrote, "Worry does not relieve tomorrow of its stresses. It merely empties today of its strength." George Mueller wrote, "The beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety." My dear brothers and sisters, you cannot read the book of Psalms without sensing the deep cloud of emotional gloom experienced at times even by King David, this man after God's own heart. He says in Psalm 43:5, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me?" But David also knew the right answer for these dark times. First, he honestly admitted his feelings to God. Second, he re-established his confidence in God. Third, he determined to praise Him. "I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." In verse 5, he says, "This three-stage antidote for despair is still the cure for our emotional anxieties today." My dear brothers and sisters, I was listening to a beautiful hymn by Edward Henry Joy, and he writes, "Is there a heart o bound by sorrow? Is there a life weighed down by care? Come to the cross, each burden bearing, all your anxiety, leave it there. No other friend so keen to help you, no other friend so quick to hear, no other place to leave your burden, no other one to hear your prayer. Come then at once, delay no longer, heed His entreaty, kind and sweet. You need not fear a disappointment, you shall find peace at the merry seat." And then the chorus says, "All your anxiety, all your care, bring it to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden He cannot bear, never a friend like Jesus." Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, when anxious moments come your way, remember to do exactly what King David did. When we thank and praise God in everything, anxieties must stop. They must cease. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6, it says that, "Be not be anxious for anything, but in everything let your prayers and petitions be made known unto God. Then the peace of God that transcends all understanding will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are grateful, Lord, that we are in the land of the living, that we can still praise you. And Lord, we can still glorify your name, and we can still reach out to somebody who may be in doubt and despair and downtrodden with so many cares and anxieties of this world. But today I pray, Lord God Almighty, give us the grace and the courage like King David, oh Father, that he addressed his issue, his emotional issue, directly with you, and he rebuilt his confidence in you, and that Lord God Almighty, and then he moved on in declaring that he will have trust in Jesus. He will yet praise him, because he is my Savior and my God. Lord God Almighty, I pray, give us that determination, no matter what the challenge we may be facing, but we will still praise you, because you are our Savior. Our names are written in the book of life. You have granted us eternal life. You have granted us the forgiveness of sins. You have blessed us with every good thing, O Lord, on this planet Earth. And why not, O God, to trust in you? Even today, I pray that you will fortify our faith. You will increase faith in our hearts and in our minds to trust you completely. And we thank you for that. Today, Lord, I pray as your people step out to the jobs and to the businesses running the errands for the day, you will bless them. You will be with them and uphold them with your right righteous hand. And you will keep them from every appearance of evil. I thank you, Lord, for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over that demon of infirmity. And I cast that weakness and that sickness out in Jesus' name. And I send forth your word of healing to prevail from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you. We bless you. We give you the glory and honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.